magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM/FM shortwave talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report here on this 11th day of December 2006 from the studio's Republic Broadcasting Network. And in studio with me today is one of our very own talk show hosts on Republic Broadcasting Network, Mark Dankoff. And we're rolling calls right now. I don't want to leave you hanging on there too long. Dylan in Texas. Hello, Dylan.
Good day, gentlemen. John, your new switch up of the broad of the shows sounds really good. I think I'm forgetting his name, the morning guy.
Frank Whelan.
Yeah, Frank, good old Frank Whelan. His voice and his speed is perfect for later in the evening, and unfortunately he's been up against that other crew from that other network who are very morning-like and very spunky. And
yeah, but there was some politics behind that one, because Frank Whelan had brought some people up that were talking, I guess, in a derogatory way about a well-known talk show host, and they played politics with it, and that's why the show got pulled. Just to fill a little background for you, my friend.
Oh, okay. I wasn't even aware of what show got pulled anyway. Mark Dankoff? You're just fabulous. I don't know of anyone in radio who's I can actually apply the term to you, fair and balanced.
Well, I try to be, and that's a great paradox, because here I am. I'm a traditional theistic Christian of Lutheran background. I'm a very strong paleo conservative from the school of the old right, and that's a change from many years ago when I was one of the many innocent people that was duped by the Republican Party going back to the 70s and 80s. But, you know, I have a very strong ideological agenda, and yet I think it's important when you have guests on that they be treated fairly. And from time to time, I have guests that come on the show, and there will be one tomorrow who I think will fit that definition in spades, who is ideologically very incompatible with me and probably very incompatible with the majority of the people who listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network. But she's from Seattle. I don't know her. And she's authored a book entitled Fleeing Fundamentalism. And I agreed to take her on as a guest at the same time that her publicist, I had somebody else that I wanted in another segment, Jonathan Kirsch, who authored the book The History of the End of the World, which deals with the history of how John's apocalypse has been interpreted. So I said to Linda Phelan out in San Francisco, well, you know, thank you for booking Kirsch, and sure, if you want me to have Carlene Cross on, I'll be glad to do it. So they send me free copies of these books. I actually read these books before the guests come on, or try to, so that I'm not talking off the top of my head, but that I've honestly tried to interact with their material. And tomorrow, that's going to be a curious show, because she was married to a fundamental evangelical pastor. There were some tragic things that happened as a result of that marriage. She is now, as I understand it, in the Episcopal Church. And she has, I would say, some very left-of-center views on a variety of things.
Tell you what, hang on 1 second, Dylan. 800-313-9443. I'll try to find my voice during this break. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheetah techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. Dylan in Texas. Did you have anything else? He made some comments. Did you have any follow-up?
Well, I wanted to follow up on the Holocaust issue. Just a simple suggestion to anyone out there curious about the truth, because it really is a mathematical issue. There are plenty of sources of mainstream encyclopedias and almanacs, pre-World War II mainstream almanacs and encyclopedias. You can refer to the census figures for Germany and the surrounding countries, and you can then consult the modern texts, and you can make up your own mind. I did want to mention that I feel great today because I was able to send in my small contribution to RBN, so I feel great. And also, I went and voted today,
I
feel good about that. I voted.
I've given from time to time, caller. I've sent mixed messages out there, and I'm still trying to resolve this in my own head, because I know the Matrix, and I know it rather well, and I know that that system is very, very broken.
Oh, wait, what system? I voted with my dollar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, I was going past Home Depot. I needed something from a hardware place that they didn't have in any of the smaller hardware places. I had to choose a big hardware place. And, of course, Home Depot, they have their special section out front. It's the illegal alien foreign nationals being handed American jobs like that I used to live on when I was a teenager and in my early 20s, but now I can't get. You know, and it's just, you know, kind of I thought about going in there for the convenience, but then I started to get a little nauseous, and I figured, well, if I go a few miles out of my way and avoid the nauseous, I think that'd be just as convenient. And I went to Lowe's Home Improvement Center, and I asked all around employees there. I even asked the manager, and they assured me they had no such section of illegal alien foreign nationals being given American jobs, and I did business with them.
Well, I funny you should mention Lowe's, and I thought, excuse me, I thought you were talking about the political realm.
Sure.
But I was in Lowe's the other day, and my wife, believe this or not, she's probably going to get mad at me for saying this, but she said we were kind of in a hurry, and she said, well, they've got the automated checkout up there. And I said, yeah. And I said, and? And she said, well, it's faster. We're in a hurry. Let's go. And I said, no, let's not. Let's go to the person that's actually running a register that you get to meet and greet and say hello and goodbye to. Because if we keep using those people-less checkouts, eventually they're going to replace the checkout people. And I want people to have jobs.
Yeah, and that's another one of those things, the people-less checkouts. That's another nausea-promoting factor for me. And nausea is not convenient for me.
No, no.
God bless you, brothers.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
God bless y'all. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Let me just take this other call. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I just want to remind you, though, I haven't got a $5 digital card from Lowe's telling me about $5 off a purchase. I don't know if many people realize this, but L-O-W or L-O-E, just like that guy Rob Lowe, that is a Jewish name, though. So I just want to let people know that. That name Lowe, as well as the name K-A-Y-E, although May, M-A-Y, that's not, that's German, but K and Lowe are Jewish. I wanted to ask you something about what you said about something in Seattle with some rabbi with the
with the
Christmas tree.
Yes, the Tannenbaum issue, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I'll tell you a little dirty little secret, a story. It was in Newsday when I used to live in New York earlier this year. They had that same thing going on out there in Long Island, just south of me, because I'm in New England. But this was in Long Island down in, I think, Suffolk County or Nassau County. And this Jewish guy was talking about, they had some big thing about it shouldn't be called a Christmas tree. It should be called a holiday tree. And,
right.
And everything is always tolerance. You know, anything with, I'm not really wrapped up into Christianity or Satanism or Judaism, but they seem to have this thing where anything that is either Christian or white and mainstream, it should be tolerance and open. Well, anyway, to cut everything short, they were doing all the stuff with the Christmas thing and whether they could put the Christmas tree up there in Lynbrook. And there was some big debate about it. Anyway, to cut it short, there was a Jewish menorah, which is white, I think it's some kind of plastic, that was up somewhere in Lynbrook. Anyway, the people ripped it down. Somebody, some teenagers, maybe they weren't teenagers at all. It could have been 20-something or 30-something around my age. They could have been older, but they ripped and broke the thing to bits. And then they have all this stuff about hate crimes, and then people were throwing up. But what about that controversy with the Christmas tree? Now, this thing you're telling me out in Seattle doesn't have as many Jews as New York, so how are they able to get away with doing what they did out there with the airport? How does that...
And the way the story read was that this Jewish rabbi, and I forget his name, said that, well, he had just contacted the airport officials.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just to put up his 8-foot menorah out there. And somehow that the officials at the airport panicked. So it wasn't his insistence. It wasn't his lawsuit that threatening them that did it. It was their paranoia that they didn't want to be involved in litigation. So therefore, to just make the whole situation go away until they can have time to talk about it and make a decision probably by next Christmas, is they're just going to pull down the Christmas trees.
Oh, that's great. You know, that's really great. You know, I'll tell you something. I'm pagan, and I observe the solstice, but I have no problem with Christmas whatsoever. Originally, that's where Christmas came from. I don't even have a problem with Easter.
Well, I got news for you. Most of things based in Christianity are pagan, so you're not too far off.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. I know, but I have Christian friends. Let me tell you something. If I was running that airport, believe me, I'm not afraid because I'm sick of... I'm thinking that like this. they teach all the stuff in our schools about all this tolerance and stuff. See, Israel can stay all Jewish. It's very important Israel stay totally pure, prissy Jewish and have money and have high standards living with solar stuff on their homes and everything else.
Sure.
But America is not supposed to keep her. America is supposed to let every third world brown skin, third world thing that even wants to blow them up or kill them into their country. They're supposed to be tolerant. What we did to the Indians, what they did to this, and to grow and be better people. It's such full of crap. But if I was running that, I'm saying this to hang up. If I was running that airport out there in Seattle, believe me, I'd say Christian, non-Christian, like, believe me, I'd make sure that those Christmas trees would stay up there. That's one of my favorite holidays. I have no problem with Christmas whatsoever. And by the way, Merry Christmas. Have a good holiday.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. It's not pronounced the way that it's spelled out. It's really Christ Mass. Are we having a problem here?
No.
Okay. But anything, and here's the real point to this. That if you look, and I know that you're aware of this situation, Judge Roy Moore.
Yes.
Yeah. And the individuals or organizations were behind that deal. It was Southern Poverty Law. It was the Anti-Defamation League.
Yeah, exactly. The usual culprits, ADL and Morris Dees and the Southern Poverty Law Center. Absolutely.
Yeah, and what if you look at the history of this on the separation of church and state, you go back and you can see our friends at the American Civil Liberties Union, which their organization from its outset was a bunch of card-carrying communists dressed up in lawyerese, and they were going to come in and save the day. I get emails from the ACLU all the time, and I immediately just wipe them out. I won't even read them, because when we look at this, what we are having is a group of people that are trying to pull people away from Christian principle. Now, not everybody in this country, and you know this, Mark, probably better than anybody that I've ever interviewed on the air or has ever been a talk show host on this network, that people out there that profess to be Christians, okay, that profess to be the followers of Christ, try to be Christ-like and whatever, some of these people are the biggest hypocrites on planet Earth. You know, it's like a little moniker that they put on their little forehead, so it's like a general acceptance into a group. That we're all lovely, lovey-dovey, and we treat each other with respect. And, you know, I'm looking at this anymore, and I'm going, you know, I'm tired of the spokesheads that are out there pushing this. I'm tired of the John Hagees. I'm tired of the Pat Robertsons. I am tired of these people. You've had run-ins with John Hagee before.
Yeah, that goes back quite a number of years to when I was the last president of Texas Bible College, and Hagee's or Cornerstone Church had a lien on the property where the college met. And I inherited that situation. This had all transpired well before I was ever connected with Texas Bible College. But in my conversations with him many years ago, and subsequently with my following his career and what he's been doing in recent times with the so-called Christians United for Israel, it seems to me that when you look at Hagee and some of the other leading icons of the so-called Christian right, and I hasten to add that I am a conservative Christian, I'm a Trinitarian. I believe in the divinity of Christ. I believe in the doctrine of original sin. I believe in the substitutionary atonement of Jesus Christ. I believe in a literal coming of Jesus Christ at a subsequent time of history. So that I am, by any traditional litmus test, historically an Orthodox Christian, in my particular case of Lutheran background. But when we talk about the so-called Christian right in America, I want to be very careful to say that some of the leading icons in that movement, of which Hagee is certainly one, make some, in my judgment, fundamental errors theologically related to the whole question of who and what it is that constitutes the Israel of God today, as far as the New Testament is concerned. And then when we begin to look at organizations like Hagee's Christians United for Israel, we see inevitably, just in the people that he is publicly linked with in some of these appearances, that when you have Menachem Begin as a part of your program, and Oliver North, and James Woolsey, and some of these other folks, you begin to get the very definite impression that there's a lot more going on there with John Hagee and Cornerstone Church, and a lot more going on there with the Christians United for Israel, than merely a narrow evangelical Christian agenda. How is it that these kinds of powerful political players, with everything that they symbolize?
We'll be right back.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom. Secure a future for you and your family. And do it all right from the comfort of your own home with no money at risk. Now you can by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as Qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Order the DVD of a lifetime. Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
All right, we are back. I've got to get in the habit of doing this. Ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is brought to you in part by Headaches Stay Gone. I'm not used to doing this. I am not a commercial kind of guy. But we have had people that are stepping up, not only sponsoring on this advertising on this network, I should say, but sponsoring individual shows. So we greatly appreciate that. And I'd like to tip my hat to Headaches Stay Gone. And speaking about what your hat sets on, the hat rack, your head, this is an all-natural cure, ladies and gentlemen, for headaches. You people out there that suffer from migraine headaches, well, there's reasons for that. And Headaches Stay Gone will get rid of your headaches, okay? And it does it in a natural way. And just to read you a little bit here, it says, and this is kind of their disclaimer here on the label, it says, Headaches Stay Gone prevents and cures headaches. Headaches are not a disease, and Headaches Stay Gone is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. Now, that was to satisfy the Food and Drug Administration. But, folks, if you look into, and by the way, the ingredients found in aspirin, many of these very same things are found wild in the nature, or God's green earth, I should say. And that is the a lot of the ingredients here, components of Headaches Stay Gone. So it's what people like Bayer Aspirin did clinically and in the laboratories, Headaches Stay Gone does. and it'll really get rid of your headache. So here's the toll-free number, and here's the website, 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. Or go to the website, headachestaygone.com. Clarence in Oklahoma. Thanks for holding, Clarence.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hi.
Great to talk to you. Been a while since I called, John. Let's see. So many things you said. What you just said now set me off. You know,
what about headaches? Wait.
Yeah. Well, I'm not getting a headache from listening to your show. That's
okay.
Great. I'm loving it.
All right.
But what it is, I was thinking, I was in a health food store the other day, and they had petitions to sign to send to the Washington, to send to your representatives, because, and I've heard of this thing, and no one's mentioned it in a while, is Codex Alimentarius.
Yes.
And we all know what that's about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Big Pharma wants to take your, and like you said, the ironic thing is, most of the stuff, a lot of the things, aspirin, someone told me if aspirin had not been invented in the 19th century, late 19th century, not been discovered, it would have, if it had been happened like in the 60s with the FDA, it would have been a prescription drug.
Right.
You would have had to have had a prescription to get it. And so that just gives you an idea about this all this overregulation and, you know, the nanny state. They're going to look out for you.
Oh, well, absolutely. As long as you're dealing with the corporations, the pharma cartel, the American Medical Association, and the insurance companies, and let's not forget Big Brother itself.
Yes, and that's it. That's a follow-the-money type deal.
It sewed up very nicely. They did
what
a good job on it.
What I wanted to call you about originally, and what was originally on my mind, was you mentioned at the beginning of the show, and I've heard on a couple of other shows, about that there was they're going to have another one, but they also had one here a while back in Washington, D.C., a demonstration. I have the movie V for Vendetta. I got to watch that here a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And they had a whole, you know, the people dressed up across from the White House with the masks and
yes.
dressed up in the signs and everything.
Yes.
That would be illegal in my state.
Really?
The state of Oklahoma, they could be arrested and put in jail for a year.
For what reason?
For wearing a mask.
Really?
It is against the law.
Then why do the ninja-clad, masked individuals that are kicking in people's doors, shouting epithets, if not shooting and killing them, why do they wear a mask?
Because they are the authorities. There are exceptions. There are exceptions from Halloween and masquerade parties and that type of thing.
My apologies to the realm.
Yes.
Yeah.
They made certain exceptions, so. But other than that, and because a fellow was arrested here, and it's been in our news, he was arrested, he voted. In the last month, and wore a V mask. Well, he didn't wear it the whole time. He only wore it part of the time. And they arrested him, and they're going to bring him up on charges. And I thought, this is ridiculous.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to have Bob Schultz on the air tomorrow. And I'll tell you, I told my wife, I said, I really like the movie V for Vendetta. But for some unknown reason, we had to lather it up with homosexuality and lesbianism.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why that was important in the storyline? Because it was that old evil that England that went after homosexuals and whatever else. You know, let's separate these little cat scratching, you know, societal issues here for a moment, and let's put that aside. And I've said on my program, I'm not called a homophobe because I am not. I don't care what people do with their private parts. What I do object to when it's sanctioned by the government and taught in schools, that's where it stops. Who was the guy that years ago about your ding-a-ling? Who was that? Made that?
Oh,
song?
That was old Chuck Berry. That
Chuck
did that
Chuck
song.
Berry.
Yeah. You know, the BBC banned that song because they said it encouraged a certain activity.
Well, yeah. And what is plastered in your face every day in the newspapers, magazine, Wall Street? I just saw Victoria's Secret ad about some perfume, and of course she had to be scantily clad. They called it something angels, and I thought, boy, what a slap in the face around Christmas time to take something like that and then associate the word angels with it, and have the woman scantily clad. I mean, look, I mean, let's be honest here. People, men don't seem to think that scantily clad women are really that abhorrent, but I do object to it when it's plastered in our children's face. Hang on a second. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Clarence in Oklahoma, any subsequent comment or follow-up, sir?
Yes, sir, I do. And that's, I probably should give you a little background about what happened to the fellow with the mask here.
Yeah.
And I've lived in Oklahoma all my life, except for 3 years in Uncle Sam's Airplane Club. Back during that late unpleasantness in Southeast Asia. And what happened and what's behind that? There is a law that was passed in this state apparently back in the 1920s. And it was in the paper, and they explained this. It had to do with the Ku Klux Klan was very strong in this state back in the 1920s. And they thought they were doing all these bad things wearing masks, and they didn't want people wearing masks doing bad things, you know. And so, for some reason, they made it illegal to wear masks in public. You know, like, you know, they'd march down the streets wearing masks.
I guess that leaves out the KKK. Trick-or-treaters, did they go after...
No, they don't. I'm saying that they made exceptions for that.
But okay.
It was aimed at the Ku Klux Klan by the state government at that time,
okay.
Strictly. But to me, that's a side issue. I don't care who they are. I mean, they could be the Communist Party USA. I don't care what they're... If they want to wear... to me, that's what these people are doing out there, like in Washington. This is a speech issue. This is not a... Like they're going to go, you know, do things to people or do bad stuff. They just are making a point. You know what I'm saying? And there needs to be a guy, and this guy that they arrested, he says he is going to challenge us through the courts, and he needs to. He needs to go all the way up to the Supreme, not that our current Supreme Court would sanction anybody really trying to put it in the face of the authorities.
Yeah, they're this will be held in Washington, D.C., which is kind of interesting because it cuts out any state interference. I heard Larry Pratt today, and we're going to schedule Larry out. There's a lawsuit in Washington, D.C. for they banned guns outright in Washington, D.C. Go figure that we got one of the highest crime rates in the nation because these people are all, just dial 911. Well, all that does for you is sometime between death and rigor mortis, the cops show up. You know, so but in Washington D.C. they're actually suing the FedGov, and the federal government has come out recently saying, and this is coming out of the Department of Justice, mind you, that the Second Amendment doesn't mean that the individual has the right to keep and bear arms. So they're attacking with full force the Second Amendment. I can think of no better time than to show up in Washington D.C. in a V outfit.
Okay.
I'll leave the hardware and the knives at home though.
Yeah. Okay. I've enjoyed your guest. He's great. And I got one more real quick one to say. When you just mentioned that, it just reminded me of something.
Yeah.
I just retired from working out here at a local installation, federal, and in an industrial area, they make them wear hard hats, and they would be like lifting like really heavy things above their heads.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wondered, you know, why is, you know, OSHA work? They said OSHA requires you to wear hard hats. And I always thought, you know, what good's it going to do if that heavy thing falls down? You know, one guy said, well, it may make your corpse look better.
I used to think the same thing. Years ago, there was a friend of mine that tried to get me in the Iron Workers Union, except I have one phobia, and that is extreme heights. And I thought, they were building the Renaissance Center in Detroit. And about every week, you'd hear about one of the iron workers, steel walkers there, you know, falling off the 60th or 70th floor, and there wasn't enough to pick up with a shovel and a broom. And the same thought used to run through my head because they're all required to wear hard hats on the site. Does that prevent you if you fall 70 stories, you land on your head? That hard hat is going to protect you. I never could figure that out either.
That's one of those eternal mysteries.
I'm telling you.
Before I go here, I'm going to say I'm going to file that. With it, you may remember it too, because I think we're about the same age, doing the duck and cover drills in school in case of the atomic attack.
You mean
even at that age, even when I was in fourth grade, I thought, what good's this going to do when we got an Air Force base 3 miles away from here?
See, you know, you and I are both from an era when men were men, women were women, and cars were cars.
Yeah.
And then we had independent thought, and we were able to question. You know,
but yeah, now everybody's. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'll let you go then, John, and get back to that. I want to hear some more discussion because I'm really am enjoying it with Richard there.
All right. Well, Clarence, go put your hard hat on.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'll do it.
Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Yeah, there's so many things that people are accepting today that, and they don't challenge. They're the ability for independent thought, Mark. Is more of an attitude. We talked about this a little bit earlier today in regards to the Republican Party. You know, you've got some mavericks in the Republican Party that want to say that, well, wait a minute, you know, we had this document, it was the Constitution. But more often than not, they will not talk about that because they don't want to ruffle the feathers. They don't want to stop the money flow for campaigns or whatever the case may be. And they've become a party of the get-along, go-along boys.
Well, there's no question about it. I remember long about 1992. It took me that long. I guess I was a slow learner. But by 1992, when I'd been out of Seattle for a couple of years, was back in back here in Texas, and at that juncture, Pat Buchanan decided that he was going to run in the Republican primaries against the senior George Bush. And frankly, Buchanan was saying the kinds of things that really characterized, for the most part, what I believe. On all kinds of subjects, illegal immigration, culture, foreign policy, all the way down the line. And some of the things that Buchanan was saying that began drawing the fire of the neoconservative press gave me a real window of insight as to what had been going on with that for years.
And by the way, but before the press was done with Pat Buchanan, I'll get it out, it's a Monday, he was akin to, might as well have been a neo-Nazi.
Well, yes, absolutely. And I found myself thinking, looking at what the Weekly Standard was doing, what National Review was doing, and not to mention, of course, the real mainstream groups like Time and Newsweek. This was the caricature of Buchanan, not simply what they printed, but even these sinister-looking photos of him that they would put on the cover that had obviously been touched up and manipulated by their art department to make him look like the personification and embodiment of Satan. And as I watched that whole thing unfold, I thought, you know, there's obviously something going on in this country which I have only understood partially. It was really a window of insight to me from 1988, I'm going to say, to 1992. And when Buchanan ran the first time in 92, and I saw the way in which he was pilloried by the neocon and mainstream press, I thought, you know, these folks are not just talking about Buchanan. They're talking about people like me. I know that I'm not a racist. I am not an anti-Semite. I am not a bigot. I am not a threat to anyone in our society. I mean, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I always considered myself to be middle America. And these guys are talking about me the way that they're portraying him. And I think at that particular juncture, from 92 onward, it became really apparent that the Republican Party was a vehicle for complete deception. And I was one of the people who had been deceived. I still have a lot of friends and loved ones who are in the Republican Party and who are good people who are basically deceived on these subjects. So you get into circumstances where here we are after 12 years of Republican rule in Capitol Hill and 6 years of a Republican presidency under the latest Rockefeller Republican, George W. Bush. We're talking about the largest trade and budget deficits in American history. We're talking about an unwinnable war of counterinsurgency in the Middle East that was launched under false pretenses.
But he's got a way forward now. You know, when they start bringing up James Baker and all the old cronies there,
yes,
and they were going to advise the president, and they put the name on it, the way forward, I thought to myself, wait a minute, there's something stinks right out of the box here. It should be the way out of. Not
yes.
The way forward.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I think Howard Phillips said it correctly years ago. When you look at the Ronald Reagan presidency, and I was one of the young conservatives, young volunteers in college in the Reagan campaign against Ford in 76.
Useful fodder for them.
Sure. And, you know, all these years later, I'm looking back at that, as I was saying to one of the employees of your network here off air, looking back on all of that and thinking how many years I and other benevolent Americans who are moral traditionalists and who are constitutional conservatives were basically duped into supporting things that really had nothing to do with our agenda. And now at this stage of my life, I'm looking back and thinking, boy, I've been fooled. And what are the reasons for my having been fooled? And I would say it's been in the last 8 years of my life in particular that I began, with the help of many other people, including some recent guests on my show who've added additional resources for me to research, putting some historical perspective, philosophical perspective, ideological perspective on who the players were and are that have duped people like me in the mainstream conservative movement for years, and how it can be that after all of these years of a renewed Republican renaissance, we're now talking about the things that we're talking about in the mess that this country's in. And Howard Phillips put it well in regard to the Reagan presidency when he said that basically we had in both Reagan terms and in the first George Herbert Walker Bush term, we had 12 years of James Baker. And if you think about that, I think there's a lot of truth to this. When is the last time that you remember a guy who was a campaign manager for a losing Republican presidential contender in the primaries suddenly becoming the chief of staff for the winner? And Phillips argued effectively for years that it was James Baker who was basically the Bush Empire's front man and the neoconservatives' front man. For the influence in 8 years of Ronald Reagan that had guys like me looking back on that by about 1988 or 9 and going, now, wait a minute, we just had two terms of Reagan. How can we be in the shape that we're in? And we're now looking at a George Herbert Walker Bush presidency. And it goes back, I think, to something, and I don't remember who said it. Maybe it was Jeff Greenfield of ABC News. I don't recall. But it was somebody like that who said in 1980 that the Reagan Revolution was over when he was first nominated in Detroit, and it came out that George Herbert Walker Bush was going to be his running mate. That should have been, the jig should have been up at that time, but unfortunately it took slow learners like me a few more years to figure it out.
Well, the problem that I have is when you have people on air talking about the good old days of conservatism, that they say the Reagan conservatives or the Reagan Republicans, and I'm thinking, you know, is that as far back as you're able to go with some semblance? I mean, Ronald Reagan basically had done the same thing that George Bush did, and in so much as running up the national deficit. We had the war against the Soviets. You know, we were in a Cold War. They'd build a bomb, and we'd have to build a bigger one. They built some technology, we'd have to outdo them. Well, there came to a point where people started to look at this, Mark, and go, well, wait a minute. What's the sense in this? Because we've already got all the nuclear weapons. Who cares if they've got some whiz-bangy toy? They got a better delivery system or whatever the case may be. We still have the ability to wipe each other off of planet Earth. So you looked at Reagan that really kicked off a national deficit in this country, and then you look like somebody like George Bush that makes Ronnie Reagan look like a schoolboy as far as throwing a checkbook out the window with any providence of conservatism, either fiscally or anything else. And you know, we've got the James Baker crew in there with a way forward, supposedly giving advice to this president. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, wait a minute. This little foray, the second go around in the Gulf, there was a reason why his daddy didn't finish it off, because they weren't done in the Middle East, not by a long shot. It was just the beginning of the end. But if you take a look at this, you look at George Bush, $400 billion. Before these clowns are done, and this Democrat Congress that's getting ready to take over in January, they're not done. Before this is all said and done, we're going to spend more than $1 trillion. And somebody earlier, a caller, and I forget who it was that mentioned this, about reparations to the Jews and their families that were killed in this Holocaust. If the Muslim people do the same thing, how much money are we going to have to pay out on that? Because we've managed to kill almost 750,000 of them in this quest for democracy and freeing their country from the despots of tyranny.
Many of whom were working for us before the fact, as you've already pointed out with Saddam Hussein. And then, of course, that gets into the question. I think everyone in the Middle East who's honest recognizes that this whole business has nothing to do with democracy. It has everything to do with the interests of the Likud wing of government in Israel, and with the multinational oil and natural gas consortiums. That's what's behind this. And the fact of the matter is that as far as the United States is really concerned, it's democracy when there's somebody in power in one of these places who will do our bidding. When we get somebody who is not doing our bidding, then it's not democracy, even if they were elected by a popular vote, as quite clearly happened in the last Palestinian Authority elections where Hamas got elected.
Right. And of course, you know, the people over there that don't want Mickey D's on one street corner and a triple X movie theater on the other are just nothing but Islamo-fascists that hate America and they want to destroy all of us.
Yeah, exactly. And so you get into this whole thing where when you frame the debate that way, when you demonize the opposition, the perceived opposition, not recognizing who and what it is in this country that wants the debate spun that way, that's very, very key here. And we have to talk about Zionism. We have to talk about the Israeli lobby. Anyone who says that that's anti-Semitic is engaging in ad hominem attacks without looking at the data.
Intellectual dishonesty.
Absolutely. And so when you look at IPAC and the espionage scandal that involves IPAC, you go all the way back to the late 80s with the Jonathan Pollard espionage case. Look at some of the things that Mike Piper's been writing about with the Anti-Defamation League that go back, say, to the so-called sedition trial that he speaks of in 1944. The American Jewish Congress. All of these different groups, it seems to me, clearly have an agenda, and it's an internationalist, globalist agenda, as well as a domestic agenda that should have everybody in the Christian right running for the exits.
Mark, you mean to tell me that Wolf Blitzer, that used to be and still is a member of AIPAC, that's on CNN delivering this prepackaged, pre-digested pablum, is not a good guy?
Not a good guy. Now, I've never met Wolf. He might be a very personable guest over dinner. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is that whether you're looking at Wolf Blitzer or, more to the point for a lot of conservatives, Fox News, You know, and Mike Piper, I think, has done a good job of underscoring the evidence on this. Who can possibly believe when you're looking at people like Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh and Laura Ingraham and all the other people that that have connections at Fox Network, that you're not looking at a group of folks who are towing a party line. And that party line is a uniformly enforced party line when it relates to neoconservatism and the Zionist state of Israel and the employment of the American military and American political and economic resources to support that. And when you look at Rupert Murdoch and the fact that he owns Fox News,
right. It's
very clear what's going on.
Well, and one of my favorites is, one of my favorite talking heads, I think he's on Fox, a contributor, Jerry Rivers. Oh, that's right. Most of you people out there know him as Geraldo Rivera. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. Just don't tell me Oprah's Jewish, okay? All right, we'll take the break. Fred in Philadelphia and Travis in Texas. I promise to get to your calls after this break. Short segment coming up with my guest this afternoon. Very appreciative having him in studio, Mark Dankoff. He's on from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, 12-180 on your shortwave dial. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number 4, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number 4, the letter X.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
We're back. Fred in Philadelphia. Hello, Fred.
Hi, John. Mark. I think we have a crossroads here in the country where we have to basically stop the influence peddlers, the people who are making up the foreign policy.
It's not going to happen.
Well, I want to do that before a revolution breaks out, John. I don't want to wait until a revolution breaks out and the Constitution is destroyed in the process.
I just was viewing some news. As a matter of fact, you mentioned him before, Pat Buchanan. Who's the guy that does the McLaughlin Report? You know,
yes.
Bye-bye, and screams at you the whole time that he's doing this. And that's one of the topics of conversation. They're not going to get rid of these lobbies. They're as entrenched in the Republican Party as they are in the Democrat Party.
Well, what we can do, though, is we can maybe bring up the other issues. Let me bring up another issue. You have the Religious Rights Restoration Act. Remember when students couldn't pray in schools when they were on their own time, and the Supreme Court and the federal courts were very harsh about that? Congress passed the Religious Rights Restoration Act. That was then struck down by Congress. Then, amazingly, Congress passed a law taking that whole issue out of the court's jurisdiction, and the Supreme Court struck that down. So we have to really just keep steadfastly restoring our rights under the First Amendment to prayer in schools.
One of the key issues that you're talking about is to get the federal funds out of the public school system. That is the first break that you're going to have to make. And what's going to happen is every state is going to have to do that. And they'll cry, they'll bellyache that we don't have any money, we need those federal funds. But along with that comes that proverbial carrot and, of course, the federal guidelines as to what you can do and what you can't do. So you're receiving benefit of the fact that they have taken over the entire public school system in this country. That's your main problem right there.
Well, what about this also? What about some nice juicy scandals that could be brought to the fore regarding AIPAC? I mean, that's not this scandal that's come up isn't the only one. There's been other ones.
Oh, sure.
There's got to be a show just devoted to that. Maybe there could be time set aside just to talk about AIPAC and the arm twisting and the corruption that they foster.
And we will do that. Fred in Philly, I thank you so much. Take one more here. Quickly, Travis in Texas. Hello, Travis. We got less than a minute.
All right, I'll make it quick. I just hear a lot of talk with people in the Patriot movement about the movie V for Vendetta. I saw the movie, and something just never sat right with me about that film. And I actually heard Butch Paul do some analysis of it. And his take was that the movie is just absolute filth, and we shouldn't follow example. As members of the Patriot movement, we don't wear masks. I mean, we are a part of the truth movement, and we're better than that.
Yeah, I understand that, but the point of the movie was it was an ideology. It was symbolism. And that's what V represented. It was a symbol, not the man.
I hear you. I would just like to say we're better than that.
Well, okay. But I'll tell you what, a little bit of theatrics, and I mulled this over quite a bit in my own mind, a little bit of theatrics, they had a very positive response from people in Washington, D.C. So if we can take a little bit of this movie-going pop culture, kind of draw their attention to the fact that they're being ramshackled here by the IRS and specifically about the Federal Reserve, so much the better.
John, you have a great show, man. Death to the beast system.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right.
Mark Dankoff, fast 2 hours, my friend.
Yes, sir.
You will be on air tomorrow?
I will certainly be on the air tomorrow with a liberal from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Carlene Cross. I hope I'm not mischaracterizing her, but yes.
We will certainly tune in for that. And don't forget, it's 11 to 1 o'clock on RBN, 12180 on the shortwave dial. I'll be back with you tomorrow with Bob Schultz. See you then.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work. Doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.